Okay, here is a fact that we know. Bigfoot was not found dead on a lakeshore in New Mexico this summer. If you thought for a moment this story could be true, there is a place on the internet that you can go for a quick answer. Right, David Folkenflik?
You bet. You can go to Snopes.com and find out about that question and a lot more. Politics, tech, all kinds of stories that pop up.
Questions like, did NASA actually say we are going to have 15 straight days of darkness this fall?
We sure aren't. That was a crazy rumor from 2015. It got new life this summer. There was an article, let's put those in air quotes, it was posted by a fake news site.
Okay, what about this claim? Snopes itself is fighting for its existence.
That is true.
Okay, NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, tell us about it.
Well, right now, there's a battle for control of Snopes between its founder, David Mikkelsen, his co-founder and former wife, Barbara, sold her 50% stake in the company to five officers in this outfit called Proper Media. And now there's a tussle over control of the site. David Mikkelsen, the founder, has put out a call for crowdfunding, his legal defense. This is going to be playing out in court later this summer. He's raised about $600,000 so far. And there's a real question as to who's going to really control this thing as it moves forward.
I mean, Snopes isn't like a household name, but, you know, more than 12 million unique American readers went to the site last month, according to the tracking company Quantcast. Why do you think it's so important to some people?
You know, it started out, Mikkelsen created it really to combat urban myths writ large. The idea that people were circulating kind of false ideas that somehow had caught hold in the ether out there. And he wanted there to be a clearinghouse for this stuff. It really served as an inspiration for places like FactCheck.org, PolitiFact, the work that, you know, people here at NPR, The New York Times, Washington Post, and other major news organizations do to sort of vet and fact-check claims that are made in the public realm and by other news organizations. And it also gave us, in certain ways, an ethos for doing it. That is, that it cited how it arrived at its conclusions, included hyperlinks so people could go and look at original documentation for themselves. I think it set the tone for a lot of fact-checking that followed, even in major journalistic outfits. And I think it created, in some ways, at least something of a hope of an antidote for what we've seen for the swirling concerns over hoax news that we've seen, particularly in the last presidential campaign.
And Facebook is working with Snopes. What's that look like?
Well, you know, some months ago, they started on what's still kind of a beta effort with five fact-checking outfits, Snopes being among them, that when users come across content that they see online and they flag it, they question whether or not it's valid or true. If enough people do that, Facebook will automatically kick that over to fact-checking organizations. And what folks at Snopes can do is they can then include or send Facebook to links to stories they've done or posts they've made reviewing, debunking, or affirming the claims made in those posts. So these outfits are trying to serve in some ways to solidify Facebook as a credible place to get information. After all, there'd been a big backlash against Facebook for just that question.
Do you use Snopes?
You know, I used to go to the site directly, and now I think I encounter it the way most people do, through other people's links, either in news articles online or through social media. I found that they not only rely on major news organizations to buttress the evidence they're trying to show, they've used my own work. And I think they're really trying to show people that they're relying on credible information, and it's gratifying, but I think it also gives one some faith in what they're trying to do there.
We'll keep an eye on what's happening with the company. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik in New York. Thanks.
You bet.